الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My viewers of Madani channel welcome to another episode of the life of Huzur Sayyidi Ghousi Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Previously we've heard in general about the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the imam of the awliya, as mentioned by Imam Zahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Zahabi rahmatullahi alayhi, he states that Ghousi Azam Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is Shaykh al-Islam. He is the Imam of the Awliya. My dear viewers of Madani channel, we always begin by listening to the virtues of sending salawat upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. The beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam states, Zayyinu majalisakum bis salati alayya, fa inna salatakum alayya nurun lakum yawm al-qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us the importance, how important it is to recite Durood Sharif. He emphasizes, he stresses the benefits of sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that adorn your gatherings. Whenever you have a gathering, adorn those gatherings. How? Adorn your gatherings by reciting salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed, when you send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this shall be nur for you on the Day of Judgment. Yes, my dear viewers of Madani channel, on that day when there shall be no light, Allahu Akbar, there shall be complete darkness, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that nur, that light, will be generated by sending salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, as mentioned, we are speaking about the life of Sayyidi Ghousi Pak, Ghousi Azam, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We heard about the awliya Allah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, today we shall hear a little more about his life, his early years, the early years of Ghousi Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, his childhood, a little about his childhood, a little about his physical features, inshallah, and the most important thing is to take lessons from the life of Hazrat Ghousi Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It said that Hazrat Ghousi Pak radiyallahu anhu, as I mentioned, he was born in Jilan. His name was Abdul Qadir. He was born on the 1st of Ramadan al-Mubarak, and it was approximately, according to the Hijri calendar, it was the year 470. What a blessed month he was born in. In the year 470 Hijri. Allahu Akbar. So from now, my dear viewers, it was nearly 1,000 years ago. Yes, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, some people may be thinking, is a person from the last century, the last 2 centuries, 3 centuries maybe. No, my dear viewers. He is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was an Arab. He was born in Baghdad, in Iraq. And that's also his resting place. His resting place is also Baghdad. But he was born approximately 1,000 years ago. Nearly 1,000 years ago, Madivi was. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, in terms of his early childhood, even before Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even before he came to this world, even before he was born, it said that his father had witnessed an astonishing, a beautiful dream. What makes a dream so beautiful is the vision of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam visited the father of Ghawse Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu in his dreams. And he gave him some good news. He says, O Abu Salih, this was the father of Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, that O Abu Salih, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with a son. He is my beloved and he is a beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his rank amongst the pious saints and the aqtab, meaning those individuals who, aqtab literally you will say poles, meaning those who are a great pillar, those who are great pillars in even in scholarly terms, my dear viewers. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that his rank amongst the awliya Allah is like my rank amongst the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is even before Ghawse Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu was born. The beloved mankind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most beloved of mankind, the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came into the dream of his father and says that his status amongst the awliya Allah is like mine amongst the prophets. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Imamul Anbiya, and similarly Ghawse Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is Imamul Awliya, he is the Imam of all the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's also stated that other prophets also came, other prophets also came and they gave his father this good news, and they said that the other awliya, they shall be subservient to Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, and that his foot shall be on their necks, meaning he shall have a great rank, and they shall be subordinate, they shall be his subordinates, they shall be under him the rest of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this really we learn that even before the birth of this great individual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him a great rank, my dear viewers. And from this we understand that some people, they are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not their actions per se. It is not only their actions which, now look, there's somebody who is a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but what makes a person a wali? A person can spend his days and nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from there, with his sincerity, he can become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are some who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses, and as soon as they are born, they show astonishing signs, astonishing miracles. They are immediately given a rank amongst the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were chosen. These people were chosen. A person, he can't spend his days and nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to attempt or try to become a prophet. No, that's not possible. Only those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses. But a person can become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after struggling in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there are some who are born to be from amongst the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of these was Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu himself. What was his appearance? It stated that Abu Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Qudama rahmatullahi alayhi has stated that Shaykhul Islam, the Sultan of the awliya, Muhyiddin Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, he had a graceful body. He was of medium height. He was of medium height. His chest was broad, wide, and a light brown. He was of a light brown color. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, had meeting eyebrows. So we hear from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if a person was to see him from a distance, it would look as if his eyebrows were meeting. But this was because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had some hair in between. But it said about Hazrat Ghawse Pak radhiyallahu ta'ala an that his eyebrows met. And he had a pleasant, loud voice. And his face was extremely beautiful. He was also extremely intelligent. And there's no doubt Hazrat Ghawse Pak radhiyallahu anhu was extremely intelligent when he was from the Madani channel. And in fact, speaking about the intelligence, really, when he was young, and he was at the age of approximately 4 to 5 years of age, his father had passed away when he was very young, my dear viewers. His father had passed away, so he spent many of his years with his mother. And he said that his mother, she sent him to go and learn the glorious Quran. This is generally what people do in the first stage of seeking knowledge. They will first go and learn how to recite or how to read the glorious Quran. So his teacher says to him that recite, you know, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. But his teacher will say it in a manner of teaching, meaning you wouldn't just say to a child, read A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. You'll say, read A'udhu, and then read after me. Ghawse Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu anhu himself, he recites the complete A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And yes, a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, they would know this at that age generally. And then he continued and he recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And then he continues and he recites Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He recites the entire Surah Al-Fatiha. And he continues to recite. Now, there's a limit. You know, sometimes it's very, very good if a person is able to recite the complete Surah Al-Fatiha. But Hazrat Ghawse Pak radhiyallahu anhu, he continues. Alif Lam Mim, Zalika Al-Kitabu La Rayba Fi. So he continues to recite. Now, this is something where if a person hasn't been to the masjid, then it's very rare that they know this by heart. But Hazrat Ghawse Pak radhiyallahu anhu, he reads, he continues to read. And this is not just reading, this is reading by heart, memorizing. And he begins to read. Now Surah Al-Baqarah, my dear viewers, has 200, you know, nearly 300 verses, below 300 verses. But he recites the entire Surah Al-Baqarah. He recites the next surah. Ali Imran, Surah Nisa, whatever comes and comes and comes. He continues to recite until he has recited up until the 18th part of the glorious Quran. There are 30 parts of the Quran and he recites 18. And then his teacher asks him, how is it that you were able to read all this? This is your first day. Have you read something before? Has somebody already taught you something? And he tells his teacher, he says that no, but rather my mother too had memorized 18 parts of the glorious Quran. And whilst I was in the womb of my mother would recite the glorious Quran. And I would listen to my mother. And upon listening to my mother, I had also memorized 18 parts of the glorious Quran. My dear viewers, there are so many lessons really to take from this. There are so many lessons. One, that the mother herself was a person of knowledge. She had memorized 18 parts of the glorious Quran. Secondly, that the mother would regularly recite this. Thirdly, that it's that whatever a person does, a mother, even while she's pregnant, it leaves some sort of effect on the child, on the baby, on the fetus. That whatever it is she does, now remember, If you are reciting the Quran, it's having a good effect on the child, no doubt about it. But if a woman is shouting, if she is stressed, even if she herself is feeling anxious, she doesn't need to say something, even that has an effect on the child. So for those that, may Allah Ta'ala, for all those that wish to have children, may Allah Ta'ala grant them all children, but may Allah Ta'ala grant them pious children. Pious children, my dear viewers, children who shall be the coolness to their eyes. You must remember that the first teacher of the child is the mother. How she acts, how she behaves. All of these, they rub off onto the child too. So this was the mother of Ghawse Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu ta'ala an. And he said that Hazur Ghawse Pak radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that when his father had passed away, he was brought up by his mother and also by Sayyidina Abdullah Sawma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And Hazrat Abdullah Sawma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was his grandfather from his mother's side, his mother's father. He said that once Hazrat Ghawse Pak radhiyallahu anhu, he was asked that when was it that you discovered you were a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When is it that you realized that you are a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Hazur Ghawse Pak radhiyallahu anhu, he says that when I was a child, when I was young, I would go towards the study circles, I would go towards the maktab to study. And I would hear, I would see that there would be angels, and they would say to the others that make space for this wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be seated. Allahu Akbar. As a young child, he would see such brilliant, brilliant things, my dear viewers. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And from the life of Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we find a very, very important story and a very famous story. Once it was the days of Hajj, and he was walking towards the jungle. And he says that he was once following a bull in the jungle. And suddenly the bull turned around and spoke out and said, Ya Abdul Qadir, ma li hadha khuliqt. O Abdul Qadir, it was not for this reason that you were born, that you were created. Meaning you have a greater purpose. Your purpose is to seek knowledge, to be on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, from that time I understood that I must go out and seek knowledge. So he says, I approached my mother and I said to my mother, that, oh mother, give me permission. That grant me permission to go and seek knowledge. And my mother asked me the reason. I remember he was born in Jilan, and he is asking his mother, oh mother, give me permission to go where? To go to Baghdad. To go to Baghdad. He says, mother, give me permission to go to Baghdad. She says, why? He says, because this is the incident which took place. I was following this bull, and this is what I saw from this bull. I know my purpose is to go and seek knowledge. She says, okay, but promise me one thing, that you will never lie. She says, your father, when he passed away, he left behind 80 gold coins. There's you, there's your brother. And she brings those gold coins. So to Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu anhu, he takes 40 of those. He leaves 40 for his brother. And his mother sews these in his robe, in his garment. She says that, oh my son, you go now. Go seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She says, for indeed, I send you away from me, and I shall not see this face up until the day of judgment. Meaning she's telling her son that, you know, I am an old woman now, you are going to seek knowledge. Undoubtedly, you are going to spend many years. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, again, so many lessons to be taken from the life of Ghawse Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani. From the life of his mother. Nowadays, parents, they never want to send the children away. Although we have mobile phones, although we have technology, these video calls, you know, then people could never see the child ever after that. She sent her son away. She gave her son money to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She could have said, but oh son, you know, you don't have a father, you have a, you know, you need to look after me, you need to work. But no, she didn't care for money, my dear viewers. She sent her son in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The son desired to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek knowledge. So she sent her son. And to a mother, it's always a child. There's no such thing as you're a grown up to your mother, no. To a mother, it's always my child or my son. It's always feeding, even if they've become old, even if they themselves have become a dad. And undoubtedly, she too loved her child. And she knew she would never see her child again. Send you too, really. Look, she sent her child with sincerity for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You too, send your children. We're not asking you to send your children, you know, and never see them again. No. Alhamdulillah, we have madrasas all over the country. You can send them, you can see them every other day, you can see them every week. You can see them every day, in fact. But send them to seek knowledge. Send them to seek knowledge, my dear viewers of Madani channel. So Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, this famous story. He's traveling to Baghdad, he's in a caravan, and robbers attack the caravan, they attack the people, and they rob the people. They ask everybody if they have any money, and nobody replies. And they didn't expect a young man to have so much money. He said that somebody asked him, you know, do you have any money? And he says that, yes, I do have money. So they were amazed. One thing is, if somebody was to be asked, they wouldn't say, yes, I have money. They know that these people are robbers. Why would he say, yes, you know they're going to rob you? But he says, yes, or, you know, they're doubtful. Why is he going to say yes? They think, you know, there's definitely something up here. And then another person comes and says, you have money? He says, yes, I have money. He says, where is the money? He tells him that my mother has sold it here. They say, why is it you told us? He says, because my mother ordered me never to tell a lie. She told me, she made me promise never to tell a lie. And just this character of his, the impact it had on those people, those robbers, when those robbers had heard this from him, they thought to themselves that we have made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This child can keep his promise to his mother. We cannot keep our promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani Radhanu says that those were the first people who had repented on my hands. That immediately those people repented. Today, viewers of Madani channel, speaking the truth from the life of Ghawse Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, really. Always be truthful. Sometimes you really, with your words, with your character, this is, you can really turn people's hearts. And this was Hazrat Ghawse Pak when he went out to seek knowledge. Imagine whilst he was there. Imagine when he arrived there, the difficulties he went through. There was drought, there were difficult years. People were starving. He would go out, there would be no food. He would go out just to look for, you know, greenery, some sort of greenery, some sort of veg he may be able to find. And he would go, and then he would see that other people are also looking for food. If he was to find something, he would leave it. Why? Because he sees that somebody else is looking. And if I was to take it, maybe another person may not get his share of food. So he would leave it and then he would return. Like this, he would remain hungry sometimes for days without eating anything. He said that once he was very, very hungry. And he thought to himself, I'll just go to the masjid. He goes to the masjid, he sees a person who's an Arab person. He has come and he sits down to eat. Zuri Ghosbak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu anhu, he's starving and he's seeing this person eat. And that person invites him to have some food. He says that he asks him about himself. Where is it you are from? He says, I am from this place. That person, he says, do you know Abdul Qadir? The son of Ummul Khair Fatima? He says, that's me. I'm Abdul Qadir. And then he's suddenly astonished. That person, he's suddenly astonished. Ya Abdul Qadir? He says, I'm so, so sorry. I was traveling here. Your mother sent me with some money. And my own money had completely finished. So now with your money, I purchased this food. He says, eat. You are not my guest, but rather I am your guest. This is your food. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu anhu, he eats. He gives that person some money and gives that person the remaining food to take with him. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu anhu, he would remain hungry whilst he was seeking knowledge. Hazrat Ghawse Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu anhu, had sacrificed everything. And undoubtedly he had gained so much. Meaning what we learn is the more you sacrifice, the more you gain. This is a lesson, a life lesson in general. With anything, the more you sacrifice, the more you gain. My dear viewers of Madani channel, continue to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azzajal, we shall be back with more from the life of Hazuri Ghawse Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Ghawse Azam.